This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 129 for Wednesday, November 2nd. I'm Adam Pelashotti. The ICE Futures canola market is in decline Wednesday morning, largely due to falling vegetable oil prices and spillover from broad selling in grain markets. Russia announced this morning it will re-enter an agreement to allow Ukrainian grain shipments on the Black Sea. Crude oil is only on the negative side of unchanged as the market awaits a key interest rate announcement from the United States Federal Reserve later today. OPEC is also planning to cut crude oil production this month. Chicago soy oil is trading higher, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are lower. The Canadian dollar is declining 1/10 of a U.S. cent. Much of Alberta and parts of central Saskatchewan will be seeing snow on Wednesday, while southern Saskatchewan will be sunny with a high of around 10 degrees Celsius. Southern Manitoba will also be sunny with highs up to 20 degrees Celsius. The January canola contract is down $1.10 per ton at $883.10. In the U.S., commodity markets are facing pressure from two factors: Russia reallowing Ukrainian grain shipments on the Black Sea, and a potentially large key interest rate hike from the Fed. Corn prices are facing more pressure on multiple ends. NASS reported that 383 million bushels were used for ethanol in the month of September, down 11% from August, while being the lowest September total since reporting began in 2015. More Brazilian corn is also entering the market as the country exported 7.2 million tons in October, four times as much as October of last year. The December corn contract is down 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.83. Soybeans were also lower, but only slightly. The September soybean crush in the U.S. was 167.6 million bushels, in line with expectations, but 4% below the August amount. Brazil also exported 4.06 million tons of soybeans in October, 770,000 tons more than in October 2021. However, the election of Lula da Silva as president could reduce or stop an ongoing expansion of soybean acres in order to fight deforestation. The January soybean contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.40. Wheat prices are falling by more than 40 U.S. cents per bushel after media reported that Russia will allow grain shipments on the Black Sea once again. However, support in prices will come from Argentina, where the wheat crop was damaged by drought, as well as Australia, where its crop has suffered quality issues due to rains and flooding. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 61 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.42. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 51 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.40. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 41 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.49. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, November 2nd. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelashotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.